Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, thanks for joining us. 800-777-2907. Am I being a little dramatic about this possible NCAA revolution coming?
No, it seems like it's been building for a while.
Doesn't it? Like, doesn't it feel like it's become, like, it has become fashionable to do this now?
Yes.
Like, before, like, when I remember, listen, I was in college 20 years ago. I don't remember people ripping the NCAA in droves like this. Like, I remember, and I remember you'd have to, like, remind people, because there would be these rules that would break, and people would go, oh, that's a rule, and you would say, oh, no, it's not a law. Like, this is like, they didn't break the law. They just did some people really took those NCAA rules seriously. I just wanted to check to see if I was being overdramatic. All right, this is a segment we call Adam's News of the Day, where Adam gives us his best news and kind of gets it a little bit lighthearted. So, Adam, go ahead. Let's get started.
All right, the first story I find kind of funny. Georgia football team had two players arrested for gun charges. Freshman.
Oh, boy.
Julian Rochester and Chad Clay were both jailed Tuesday morning, with two felonies. But here's the felony. They were charged with possession on the campus of a gun. The gun was a BB gun.
Oh, wait. No. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Yes. That's ridiculous. Like, that's ridiculous. Right? Like, every kid in my neighborhood has a BB gun.
So they were charged with possession of a gun, and they were charged with discharging the weapon on campus. What they were doing with the BB gun, they were shooting a solo cup in their dorm room.
Okay, well, okay, wait a second. Now, that you could knock your eye out, kid. I mean, isn't that what little Ralphie did? No, he went outside, he was trying to shoot something, and he shot his eye out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's silly. That's over the top. Let's have some reasonableness here.
These kids are charged with felonies.
Felonies. Like, that's over a year in jail, folks.
Like, now if they don't go to the NFL and they have to get a job outside of football, they have to put this on their applications that they have felony. They were arrested for a felony. Now,
this is silly.
I doubt they're charged, actually, you know, convicted of a felony, but...
Do you think, has Kirby Smart mentioned anything about this?
He just said, I'm disappointed in the poor judgment of Julian and Chad.
Stop
I'm sure it was just kind of the old, let's just say the right thing and then just let it sweep itself under the rug.
Discharging your BB gun in a dorm is stupid.
It is stupid.
But it's more or less because you could, you know, again, you could get hit in the eye, or you can hurt yourself, I guess. But let's have some common sense. Let's not go crazy. Let's not ruin lives over this.
My dad gave me a BB gun when I was six.
Yes, I said. Like I said, I live in the hood of Nashville. I mean, the woods of Nashville. I mean, every kid has a rifle, let alone a BB gun.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, every kid but my kid goes hunting. Because his dad's never hunted before and doesn't know how to.
I've never hunted either, so.
You know, but every kid in my neighborhood has got a BB gun. My kids wanted a BB gun forever.
Yeah, it's just, the fact that this is a felony and now they could, you know, it could really hurt them is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No
because,
way this should
again,
happen.
We're not talking about life endangerment here. Don't ruin these kids' lives over this. This was dumb, but for the love of Pete, let's have some common sense here, Georgia.
Exactly. They're not outside in the middle of the courtyard or whatever you want to call it,
and look,
shooting off a handgun.
Look, one year we lived in an apartment in Denver before we got our house when we moved back to Colorado, and there was a kid in the playground that had a BB gun that was a handgun, like a hand BB gun.
Yeah.
And he was showing it to the kids and pointing it at the kids, and my kids got scared. They thought it was a real gun. They didn't know the difference. They were really little, and we reported that, and the cops came, and because we had no idea what was going down. It's not like they did that.
Right.
It's not like they said this is really a BB gun, but we'll pretend it's a real gun and threaten people's lives with it.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't do that. They just were goofing around in the dorm.
Yeah, they weren't robbing a convenience store.
Yeah, they weren't.
They were
yeah.
by themselves in their dorm room, just the two of them with one gun shooting a solo cup.
That's exactly right. All right. Well, I hope Georgia comes to their senses on this one.
All right.
All right.
The second one, I believe, took place... I don't see a town. I believe it was the Northwest up in with Washington.
Okay.
A guy broke into a fast food chain restaurant in the middle of the night. And after he ransacked the cash register and tried to get into the safe and everything, he took time to make a drink, get himself a fountain pop, and start up the grill and make a couple burgers.
So he broke into a fast food joint that was empty.
Correct.
And just said, "Oh, what the hell? While I'm here, I might as well grab some patties and throw them on the grill and make myself a soda and see what else I can scrounge up."
Yeah, it says the man turned on the countertop griddle, made two cheeseburgers while he chatted on the phone and sipped on his fountain drink. He stole a bottle of water before leaving with his burgers.
Okay, so how did they catch him? How did they?
It's all on video.
Oh, of course. Why not? Right? Why not? The eye in the sky sees all.
Yeah, he's just walking around. You know, he's flipping his burgers and.
Can you imagine watching that? I listen. If you're like the manager and you realize you've been robbed, there's the traumatic feeling of being robbed, and then there's got to be this sense of comedy. Watching the security tape and seeing a guy crack open your burger patties, fire up the grill, and start grilling himself some food.
Hey, maybe the guy just wanted some food and he didn't have any at home, so he just is like, I'll just go in there and cook some burgers.
Robbing fast food joints gets hungry after a while. Why not? You're like in there and you see the menu and the pictures and you're like, I'm here.
Robbers got to eat too.
My question, was it two cheeseburgers or a double cheeseburger?
It was two separate cheeseburgers.
Oh, wow, good for him. Good for him.
So yeah, just
well
the fact
done.
That he was chatting on the phone and
sipping on his drink. You're never gonna believe where I am. On my flat top, cooking up a burger while I'm robbing this place.
And I will say it was one of the better fast food establishments.
Gotcha.
Not one of the real cheap ones. It's one of the better burger ones. So he got two quality burgers.
Got some quality meat there.
Right.
Not like the pink slime stuff that's been rumored to be used by all these other play people.
Correct.
All right. Very good. All right. You got a third one?
Yeah. These guys were actually very lucky. It was three gentlemen got stranded on a deserted island.
Oh, boy.
This happened earlier in the week. When their boat flipped over because of high seas and then they swam to this island, they were rescued by spelling out the word help with palm trees.
Oh, how great is that?
So they were saw by a plane.
That's great.
But is there anything worse than being stranded on a deserted island?
Can I? You know what? When you brought up that story, I started thinking, I wonder how many people right now are on deserted islands.
Like stranded?
Stranded on deserted islands. Like, what do you think that number is? Could it be 50? Yeah. Or does that just seem like it's too much? Around the world. Yeah, like, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine CNN being like, look, we're gonna make news of every missing person that's ever been in a boat. So naturally, we won't hear of like some guy from Thailand, fishing boat got swept out to the ocean and he's on.
Correct.
I wonder how many people right now are sleeping or just hanging out on a deserted island waiting to get rescued.
Yeah, could definitely. I could see 50.
Got to be over 10, right?
I would think so. There's so many islands out there, and so many people have boats that they take out far into the ocean that it has to happen, I would say, weekly.
I got to think it's that. Remember in Castaway when Tom Hanks was like, they're going to search the size of Texas.
Correct.
It's like, you're never going to find these people. All right, we'll talk NFL draft next. Yahoo Sports Radio.